Employers seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014. Or try the office, 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
oh, hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
Hard to believe it, but, you know, even though we just had a midterm election, there is still a lot going on. Last night, I was at the Elks Lodge over on West Charleston here in Las Vegas for the Clark County GOP chairman election. David Sajak beat out two other candidates, Pat Casal and Eddie Hamilton, and he will serve until July. There'll be another vote then for a full term. This is to fill out the term of Carl Bunce, who resigned a week or so ago. Also, we've got stuff going on in Assembly District 36, where the late Dennis Hoff won the election, and now we need to find out who is going to serve in his place. Joe Brzezinski is the Nye County Republican Party chairman. He would like that job, and he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Joe, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us on this day before Thanksgiving. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak with you. I wish you and all your radio listeners a happy Thanksgiving.
Indeed. Let me ask you, what is going on right now? Have we decided on what the procedure is going to be to find a replacement for Dennis Hoff? Is that going to come this month, December, January, what?
Okay. As it stands right now, today, the process is that applications are being accepted for people that are interested in seeking the appointment. They have to have their applications in by no later than noon on Monday, November 26th. They can turn them in at either the Clark County Commissioner's offices or the Lincoln or Nye County. After that, the three affected counties will meet separately. Nye County will have a meeting on December 5th, Lincoln County on December 3rd, and Clark on the 4th. At that time, each county will then pick their favorite person, if you will, and then a special meeting will happen on December 7th in Pahrump, where then the three counties' chairmen will meet and then vote on who that candidate should be. And it's based on proportionate to the percentage of residents that reside in that district. So, for example, that means that Nye County has 64 votes, Lincoln County has 3 votes, and Clark will have the remaining 33. So the candidate with the most votes wins the appointment.
So is it essentially whoever wins Nye County probably wins the vote?
That is correct.
Okay.
For all intents and purposes.
You have thrown your hat into the ring. You would like to succeed the late Dennis Hoff. And I'm curious, why do you want to get into this? You got a good gig going as the Nye County Republican Party chair. Why do you want to go to Carson City and serve?
That's a very good question. I was asked by Michael McDonald, the state party chair. I was asked by Jim Michonne, who is an Assembly District
37. Yeah.
There we go. And then by numerous people here in Nye County, and I at first didn't have an interest in it. I've never ran for a public office before. I've always been in the internal politics, if you will, of the party, and I've been doing that for over 40 years. I started off with in 1975, and I've never left the party since. And so I talked it over with the family and decided, with so many people eagerly pushing me, if you will, and saying, Joe, we need you to do it. You knew Dennis Hoff. You have conservative values. You supported the same kind of ideas that Dennis was running on with, protecting our water, repealing the commerce tax, the Second Amendment, and so forth. So I decided, okay, I think I can do this, be willing to do it, and we'll be honored to serve the voters of Assembly District 36.
Now, I got a press release maybe yesterday, day before, that you are starting an online petition. What is that all about?
Yes, the online petition is that I'm looking for people that would be willing to sign it, that would be willing to support me for this Assembly District appointment, so that it shows that I have support out there from the electorate who voted for Dennis overwhelmingly. At here, just in Nye County alone, it was about 68% of the vote went for Dennis, even though he had already passed. So I want to be able to have that as part of my support, to show the commissioners that I have support, not just only of party officials, but also of the voting population.
Let me ask you, Joe, how many people have submitted letters of intent, so to speak, that want into this election? Is it going to be a big field, or is it going to be just a handful?
Well, you know, as of today, it is my understanding that there are 7 people that have put in their applications for this appointment. I will be putting mine in this Friday.
Okay, so you have not submitted as yet.
That is correct. I'm working on getting letters of recommendation and getting all my ducks in a row. So I will be submitting it by the end of the week.
So it's your understanding then that this will all be done by the end of the year, by December, sometime in December?
December 7th is where the commissioners want to finish this and conclude it, and then the person would be sworn in here in Pahrump on December 7th. If everything lines up and there are no obstacles that come in the way to stop the commissioners from doing it.
Have you heard anything about court challenges or anything, shenanigans like that?
I've heard there's some rumors that there's some interest in trying to postpone this till the newly elected commissioners would be the ones making the appointment. There is a sense of quite a few people that they feel the new commissioners should be making this decision, because they're going to be working with this new assembly person versus the old commissioners, which two of them here in Nye County, for example, weren't reelected. So they want to have the newly elected ones make this decision.
So instead of having lame ducks, they'd rather have the new batch of commissioners.
You got it. Correct.
Let me ask you, if you are selected, what are the challenges? You're going to be in the minority. I mean, you're going to be in the big minority. You've never been in the legislature, but how do you learn how to operate in the minority?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. And the I'm retired from a college. I taught auto mechanics at a community college, and I was also administrator. And I was, shall we say, the lone Republican. There was very few conservative Republicans within the in the college, and yet I would have to work with, shall we say, the liberal end of that in education. And I was able to work and communicate with them. You want to find out if you have any common things that you can agree on and start from there and then work forward. And so that, you know, that's kind of my personal experience, as well as then over the years of, as I mentioned, being involved with the party politics. I've been to the, you know, Carson City. I've been to Washington, D.C. I've been to other state capitals where I was working on supporting different, you know, ballot initiatives or bills that I wanted to have passed. So I have some experience in that. And it's not going to be an easy task, that's for sure. We're definitely in the minority here within the assembly in Nevada. But I've always believed in standing up for the, you know, the principles and beliefs of the, you know, of the Republican Party, and I would stand forth with that.
If folks want to find, if they live in 36, Assembly District 36, how can they find your online petition?
They would go to isupportjoe.com. That's isupportjoe.com.
That's pretty darn simple. I love that. Hey, Joe, thank you so much. We'll continue to follow the story. Again, we'll know by the 7th of December what's going to happen. Thank you so much. Good luck, and we will talk to you again. Have a great Thanksgiving, my friend.
You too, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Joe Brzezinski, Nye County Republican Party Chair. He wants to become Assemblyman from Assembly District 36. That was the Dennis Hoff District. The late Dennis Hoff, who died 3 weeks before the election. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You want to celebrate Thanksgiving the right way at Ichabod's with a traditional holiday meal featuring your choice of oven-roasted turkey, homemade honey-baked ham, lamb chops, Chardonnay walleye, or my personal favorite, slow-cooked prime rib. Add soup and salad bar for just $4, and all Thanksgiving Day specials come with a piece of holiday pie and all the Turkey Day football you can watch. Now, these specials begin 12 noon tomorrow. 12 noon Thanksgiving Day at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Stick around. We got a bunch to do. We are sprinting to the finish line today. It is kind of like getaway day. In fact, we're watching planes just take off like crazy. People getting out of Dodge. It's really cool to see. A lot of folks flying out, flying home for the holidays. I will be flying as well. You think I'm going to try and drive when AAA says more people are driving this weekend than ever before? Yeah. You think I'm going to tangle with that? Don't think so. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It's Live and Local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in app.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You know, I love it. I love it. A judge, federal judge in, yes, you guessed it, the People's Republic of California, more specifically San Francisco, issued a temporary restraining order. You know what? California should secede. In fact, you know what? We ought to, you know, do the old don't let the door hit you in the ass on your way out. And just let California, the People's Republic of California, be a separate country. You know, nobody will want to serve in the military there. You can bet that. They're a lot of times they're not very patriotic. Maybe we should. Maybe their values are just different than the rest of America. Think about that for a minute. And then John Roberts, you've been hearing on the news that John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, admonished the president for his comments about, you know, a federal judge in the Ninth Circuit. No, but the president is right. These people are out of control. You know, maybe what we need is, because it is the most reversed circuit in the country, and maybe what we need to do is go immediately to the U.S. Supreme Court and say, you tell us if this asylum ban thing is okay. Does it pass SCOTUS muster? By SCOTUS, I mean it's the acronym for Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS. We dealt with a lot of that when we were dealing with Brett Kavanaugh. But let's see what the Supremes say about this. U.S. District Court Judge John Tiger said that Congress extended asylum eligibility to all comers and the president may not impose contrary terms. Quote, whatever the scope of the president's authority, he may not rewrite the immigration laws to impose a condition that Congress has expressly forbidden. By the way, Tigar is an Obama appointee. President Trump issued an order on November 9th denying asylum for all foreign nationals who enter the country illegally for a 90-day period. And now, apparently, a federal judge, as we've had with travel bans and so many other Trump initiatives, the Ninth Circuit steps in and says, oh, you can't do that. Who is it that's running this country? Is it the Ninth Circuit? Is it the executive branch, the legislative branch, or the judicial branch of government? Who's running this show? Federal law prohibits or provides that, quote, any alien who is physically present in the United States or who arrives in the United States, whether or not at a designated port of arrival, and including an alien who is brought to the United States after having been interdicted in international or U.S. waters, irrespective of such alien status, may apply for asylum in accordance with applicable statutes. I wonder what that all means. Or is it that, well, but you can still hear the case and then deport them? I mean, do we just let people in that storm our borders? Is that the answer to the problem? And that's what's so difficult about all of this. You've got the Ninth Circuit sitting out in the People's Republic of California. It's just bizarre. We'll get to more of your calls coming up on the other side. You know what we do in our next segment? We have new audience that joins us every day. They discover our program. I was at the Clark County Republican Party, and so many people who say they listen every day. TK and all these people that say they listen every day. I love that. No, I'm serious. It is so gratifying to know that there are people all across the state of Nevada and all across Clark County that are listening to what we do every day, that listen to what you do every day when you join us and you phone in. Coming up, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how it works. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
Live and local now. Good to have you with us. Here's what we do in our final half hour. We turn the radio program over to you. I know it's against my better judgment sometimes, but no, we do. And I'm joking about that, but we turn the program over to you. You get to tell us what it is you want to talk about. It can be something we talked about earlier in the show. It could be something we talked about earlier in the week, or it might be something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. That's what we do. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. And all you have to do is pick up the phone and call me. That's the only responsibility that you have, is to pick up the phone and call me. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Normally, we keep you on topic. We like to make sure that what you're talking about is topical, that it's today's news, that it's compelling, that it's something that everybody cares about, that people would care about. And hopefully, the third leg of this stool that we talk about is it's got to be entertaining. If it hits all three of those marks, then we normally put you on. But in our final half hour, we kind of turn the tables and we let you dictate what it is you want to talk about. Now, for instance, today, this whole deal about the Jamal Khashoggi murder, and it was a murder, and a lot of people were, a little PO'd about the president's response. Well, we don't know. He might have done it. I'm talking about BSM. Might have done it. Might not have done it. And the fact is that we don't know for sure. The CIA can say they have a high level of confidence. MI5 or MI6 in the UK might not. Looking at the same facts, may not have a high level of confidence. And my advice would be very simple. If you think he did it, or if you think he had a hand in it, or if you think he ordered it, it would not be the first time an intelligence unit was tasked with assassinating a foreign national. And in that part of the world, it happens all the time. We'll see what you think. In fact, here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out, because this bothers me, this talk that we should give up our relationship with Saudi Arabia because of the killing of one Washington Post journalist. And, of course, once it's a journalist, now it's all, you know, ooh, wait a minute, their lives are sacred because of the First Amendment. The problem is they don't have the First Amendment in Istanbul. They don't have the First Amendment in Saudi Arabia. We are the only country I know of that has a First Amendment right to free speech. Last time I checked, we are the only. There might be others, but I just have not heard of them. So let me ask you this. Is it worth deep-sixing our long-standing relationship with an ally, one of our true allies in the Middle East, where we need all the friends we can get? I mean, we've got people that chant death to America. We'll see what you think. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's begin with Patty. Patty, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, Patty?
I want to talk about that wonderful victory we had last night at the CCRC Central Committee meeting for the Republican Party, and we are ready, and we are going for a new direction, and with our new leader, we're going to help take this county back.
Let me ask you, some of the things that the chairman is tasked with is, well, to me, the most important thing is getting candidates elected. But the second most important thing, which helps you with number one, is raising money. Will Dave Sajak be able to do that?
Yes, he will, because more people are enthused that it's in somebody else's hands finally.
And I'm assuming you were not you were not a big believer in Carl Bunce?
No, I haven't been a big believer of the train behind the leadership. And with this one, clearly last night, with the volume that showed up, we know now that we have backing to, that there are changes we need to make, and we're going to make them. And well, it's going to work. And we're going to work with getting candidates at the lower levels of government, and we're moving.
Patty, I'm so glad you are so enthused. And there were a lot of people really enthused last night on all sides. Supporters of Pat Casal, supporters of Eddie Hamilton, and they were fired up. And I like that. I like that. But in the end, this is just an admonition to my Republican friends, at the end of the day, we've all got to be on the same page. Now, I will tell you this. This election last night was only for about 6 months. Only for 6 months. And suffice it to say, there will be another election. And it's going to be coming in July. Trust me, it's going to be wild. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Ron. Ron's in Las Vegas listening on 790 Talk Now, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning, Ron. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin, and happy Thanksgiving to the whole crew over there, including you.
Thank you. Thank you. What's up, man?
Well, I'm thinking about all this problem, with Saudi Arabia and this guy that got killed and they chopped him up, that's their problem. That's their business. If that's how they handle their business, that's how they handle their business. In our country, what we do with traitors is we give them a pension and we send them on their way. So, they got their way of doing business and we got our way of doing business. And I'd like to hear your opinion of that, sir.
Well, I would add one thing to that, Ron. We would give them a cable news show. No, that's what we do. No, we'd send them over to MSNBC or CNN, and they get their own. They'd get their own show. People that are enemies of the people, it's not a big deal. We'll just give them a cable news show. That really is what we do. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? Here's how you do it. We make it real easy for you. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I love it when you follow me on Twitter, @KevinWallRadio. That's @KevinWallRadio. And I love it because we are always doing stuff with social media, and I love it. Stick around. More to do. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? We'd love to have you on. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is live and local now. It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible 5-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casal, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify, and if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casal, at the MultiCare Group on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Man, I love it. I love it. When the left-wing fake news media thinks they've got the smoking gun, this is it. This is what will topple the government. Ari Melber is such a talking head. He's an anchor on MSNBC, and in fact, let's go to cut one. He had what I would term a breathless bombshell. He opened up a segment where this is a bombshell, talking about Trump urging people within the White House to prosecute, or the Department of Justice, to prosecute Hillary and Comey. It was a suggestion. It was not a command that I know of. It was the New York Times story from yesterday. But here is Ari Melber and his treatment of said story.
This is truly a bombshell. President Donald Trump tried to order the Justice Department to prosecute not one, but two of his biggest adversaries, Hillary Clinton and James Comey. This story breaking in the New York Times late today. The story is that in the spring, Donald Trump told his White House counsel, Don McGahn, that he wanted the DOJ officials to explicitly prosecute Hillary Clinton and James Comey. So that right there is a potentially illegal act, and that is quite important given that obstruction is still under investigation in this White House. Now, what happened next is also important. Don McGahn, according to this New York Times report, refused and then went on to try to show Donald Trump in detail why this was not only a bad idea, but a potentially impeachably bad idea. He had his White House lawyers write this memo that you're looking at, basically that is described in the Times, saying that if they went forward with this, the consequences would be damaging and, yes, would include, quote, possible impeachment. Now, that right there is a big deal. It is usually, of course, Donald Trump's critics and adversaries who are talking about his potential impeachment. We don't use the I word lightly on this show because impeachment is an extreme constitutional remedy. And we don't even know if Donald Trump read that memo, but we do know, according to the New York Times, that it was his own lawyers and his chief counsel, Don McGahn, saying, Mr. President, if you do this, you could be impeached. And that's not all. The Times reporting that Donald Trump would go on to continue to privately agitate for these investigations of Hillary Clinton, obviously his chief rival in politics, and James Comey, his former FBI director. Now, this news, I want to be clear with you, is a scale way beyond anything else we have seen in legal controversies with Donald Trump. And that's saying something.
Now the question comes up. You know, this is not a smoking gun. No, it just isn't. By the way, did you see the poll out? Fewer than 2 in 10 Americans is looking forward to talking politics at Thanksgiving. Did you see that? Just 15% of Americans say they are, quote, looking forward, unquote, to talking politics at the Thanksgiving Day table. CBS News poll released today found that 4 in 10 Americans say they, quote, hope to avoid, unquote, political discussion during the Thursday holiday. Almost half, 45% of respondents said they don't care either way. But get this, 4 in 10 say they hope to avoid talking politics. Now, I'm going to tell you, in my family, we do talk about politics, and mainly because we are all of us on the same page. I mean, we're you know, the Walls are a pretty conservative group. And so when we get together and we, you know, it's like talking with folks from Fox News, you tend to agree with them. Same thing. But I thought this was interesting. CBS News poll. 4 in 10. That's incredible. 15% of Americans say they are looking forward to talking politics. That's your crazy Uncle Joe, okay? He shows up every Thanksgiving, says the wrong thing. I mean, we've all seen that. In my family, it was Uncle Joe. That he always said the bizarre, weird, odd thing. And usually at a time when conversation had come to a lull. And all of a sudden there's a gaping hole in the conversation, and it's filled in by Uncle Joe saying something incredibly stupid. Is it by the way, are you looking forward to talking politics, or has your family said that you're not going to talk politics at the Thanksgiving Day table? The good thing is, in my family, we usually do a very short meal and then adjourn for football, to where the time, you know, which is why it's one thing I've always hated. And I've known a lot of women that have cooked a lot of turkey and dressing and the whole thing, and cranberry cranberries and and I've always been amazed by this. They spend literally 4, 5, 6 hours, 8 hours. They start the day before. They're starting right now. And then the meal is consumed in 15 minutes because everybody wants to get back to the football. Have you ever noticed that? It's true. Anyway, no, but that, at least that's the way it is in my family. Around the wall table, it's like a meal consumed in about 10 to 12 minutes. It's great. I'll take seconds. Okay, thank you. But within about 15 minutes, you're clearing the table. Or you're moving on to pie or something like that. Or the pie comes out like at halftime of the next game. But it's incredible to me that we spend all this time on cooking turkey and honey-baked ham and all of this stuff. And then it's consumed in about 10 to 15 minutes. There is something wrong with that picture. By the way, you want to celebrate Thanksgiving at Ichabod's? They're going to have a traditional holiday meal featuring your choice of oven-roasted turkey, homemade honey-baked ham, lamb chops, Chardonnay walleye, or slow-cooked prime rib. Add soup and salad bar for just $4. And all the Thanksgiving Day specials come with a piece of holiday pie and all the Turkey Day football you can watch. The specials begin 12 noon tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. One of the things I just wanted to set the record straight, though, that in my family over the years, and this goes back, gosh, 20, 30 years, it is embarrassing. My late mother used to do all the cooking. But she always did it. The one thing I'll always remember, she did it with a smile on her face. You know, she always did it with a smile on her face. And even though she'd work, you know, she'd begin peeling potatoes the night before and cooking the night before. And then we'd eat about noon or 1 o'clock, something like that, right during the football games back in the Midwest. But after all of that, she'd watch as the food was consumed in 15 minutes. And I never quite understood that. But it's true. Maybe it's true in your family, too. Hey, that is going to just about do it. I want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. The holiday season, it is here. It is right on top of us. We're going to be with you every step of the way. Best of show tomorrow. Okay? Pat Casale will be along with a live show on Friday. And then we'll be back for Cyber Monday. It's called, Cyber Monday? Black Friday and then Cyber Monday. That's how we're going to do it. And then I'll be back with a live show on Monday for Cyber Monday. And by the way, are you gonna use your credit card or are you actually gonna go traipsing out to a mall near you? I'll be honest with you. You will not get me anywhere close to a mall tomorrow or on Friday. You just won't. I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy friends and family. It's also not a bad time that if you are estranged from a family member, maybe you pick up the phone and call them. Maybe you invite them over for a piece of pie. Until we join you on Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Have a very happy Thanksgiving. Live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.